A person shouldn't open his windows to a property of Shutfin, even though he is also one of the Shutfin, he's one of the partners. And all the more so, like the Rav says, his friend's chatzar, that he's not a partner. And the reason is because of Hezekria. Hezekria, even though you don't see it, it causes a tangible damage when you look into your friend's property. So it's called Hezekria. Lokach bayis bechatzar acheres, lo yiftachena lechatzar ha-shutfin. Now, this is a different issue. If, let's say, you are a shutuf with other people, your partner with other people in a chatzar, and you now buy a house where the walls of that house are next to this chatzar that you're a shutuf with. So now, you have this house that's part of, I guess, a different chatzar, it's a different complex. You have a house next door, but the wall of the house is opening up to a chatzar that you're shutufin with other people. So now you say, you know what, this is cool. I'm going to open up a wall in this new house, and I'm going to have access to, like, from that other house, I'm going to also have access to this chatzar. Why not? I have access to this chatzar from this house, I'll have access to this chatzar from the next house. Mishnah says that we should not do that. Why not? So the Rav says, because you're being marbe drisas haregel, you're causing more foot traffic to go into this chatzar. And you don't have a right to cause more foot traffic. Yes, it is your house, but you're still causing more foot traffic from a different location. Because there will be more people. It's not, you live in one house usually. You probably end up renting it out, I guess. Or whatever it is. There's going to be more foot traffic because of this. Bana ali al gabi beso. If you build an attic or a second floor, really, on your house, lo yiftachena lechatzar ha-shutfin. Don't open it up and create an entrance from the top floor to the chatzar ha-shutfin. And the way the Rav seems to learn is we're talking about where you add to the framework of the house. So that means that even if there's a door and an access from the second floor that you now added to the structure of the house, there's still an access to go to the first floor and from the first floor out the door. That's still a problem because you're adding to the footprint of the house upwards. And you can't add to the footprint of the house because that's causing, again, more foot traffic into the chatzar that the other shutfin don't want. Ela imratza. So if you want to do this, you want to have, let's say, a tenant, don't add to the structure of your house, what should you do? Bona sechedr lefnimi beso, build a wall within your house. Build a wall and make your house great again, even though it's going to be a much smaller area to live. But since you're not adding to the footprint of the house, it's not a problem. And also, ubona ali al gabi beso,
hovering over,
you can uposcha l'soich beso. This doesn't mean add another floor. It means that if you have another floor that you were using for yourself, just section it off, that second floor is for somebody else, and then it would just have access to your house. But you see, it says bona l'soich beso, meaning even if you're not adding to the real estate of the house, to the footprint, you still can't, the Mishnah is telling us, make access from that second floor. That's why it says uposcha l'soich beso. And the Yad Ramah, with a hey, so Rishon is medayik that as well. There is another way to learn this. Other Rishonim learned this totally different. Not the gabe footprint and adding to the house, but they learn it differently. Mishnah continues. Lo yiftach adam lechatzar shutfin pesach keneged pesach v'chalon keneged chalon. A person shouldn't open up from his house to a chatzar shutfin a door that's adjacent, that's opposite another person's door, or v'chalon keneged chalon, or a window opposite his friend's window. This is because of tznias, you shouldn't be looking in one to the other. Hayakaton lo yasenu gadol. If you have a small window, you can't make it big. So in other words, even though there's a din of Hezekria, and there is a mechila in a certain way here, that you do have a window, that doesn't give you right. Just because you have a Hezekria access and tashmish and use of a window, you can't just say, well, I'm just going to make the window bigger. You can't do that. Because a person can always say to you, like the Rav says, I only want a small window because that I can deal with and be modest from, be tznius from. Because a small window I can act more privately from. But when you have a large window, there's no room for privacy. Echelo yasenu shnayim. And also, if you have one window, you can't make it two. Now this means that even if the same size of the two windows is the same as one, you can't take one and make it two. Because, like the Rav says, it's easier for me to keep privacy when there's one window, because when you close that window, obviously, I know it's closed and I can work privately. But if you have two, one's going to always be closed, one's going to be always be open, and it's much harder for me to deal with that. But if your house and your friend's house is separated by Rishus HaRabim between So you have the whole world that can look into your window and your door. So therefore, even though the Rishus HaRabim is between you, and the Rishus HaRabim is lav dafka, the Rishonim say Rishus HaRabim le'inyan Shabbos. You don't need it to be exactly the same parameters as a Rishus HaRabim like that. But a mavoi mefulish, an open mavoi like that, is the Rishus HaRabim, where people going through. And therefore, if you're allowed to have your window opposite your friend's window, and your door opposite his door, and also hayakadon oisos gadol. If you have a small window, you can make it big. Echad oisos toshnayim. If you have one window, you can make it two, because there's no issue of hezek riyah from you to him, because the whole world can see through his window anyway. So you're not really adding anything, and adding any issues to him.